Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we're talking about how the green spaces along our roadsides could be used to help pollinators. Meg Tolikoff and Will Malloy are here to explain. Hey there.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So first of all, what green spaces are we talking about exactly?
You know when you're driving along the highway and you see patches of land on the side of the road between lanes or next to an off-ramp? The government has control over all of those areas.
Most of those areas are planted with grass, just like a lawn.
But what do these patches of grass have to do with pollinators?
Before we answer that question, let's back up a little bit. Lots of pollinating insects are in trouble right now.
Half of bee species are currently threatened or endangered.
And as a reminder, insects pollinate more than 3/4 of our crop plants. We need them to eat.
Why are pollinators struggling so much?
Kelly Gill is a conservation specialist for the USDA. She says two of the biggest threats to pollinators are loss of food and loss of habitat.
We're losing thousands of acres of habitat a day to development, urbanization, energy sprawl. And it's hard for the bees to live in these new environments where they don't have that nutritional display of different flowers.
That sounds pretty grim. But what does that have to do with the grass on the side of the highway?
Well, it's an untapped opportunity to give insects the food and habitat they desperately need.
Lawns are basically biological deserts. They don't give insects any food. And since they're mowed often, insects can't even live there safely.
But native wildflowers and grasses are good for all sorts of pollinators.
So you're saying we should just plant native wildflowers in those spaces along the side of the road?
Yeah, it's that simple.
But wouldn't it be expensive to replant all of those patches of land?
Of course there's an upfront cost, but these projects almost always save money in the long run.
How?
Grass is usually mowed at least 6 times a year. Native flowers are only mowed once a year, if at all.
And the mowing costs really add up. One study found that if you mow 6 times a year, grass is 3.5 times more expensive to maintain than native plants.
If this plan is affordable and good for pollinators, what's stopping us from doing this?
Chris Van Dyke is a research scientist at the Kentucky Transportation Center. He told us that the biggest issue is pushback from the public.
Some motorists do still have that preference for a parkland-like aesthetic where the grass is neatly trimmed.
But surveys show that most people either approve of reduced mowing or just don't care. The complainers are a clear minority.
So how do we get native plants on roads where we live, here in Rhode Island?
If you want to make a project of it, you could submit a plan for roadside wildflowers to one of the Department of Transportation's occasional calls for proposals.
That sounds difficult and technical.
Yeah, so if you're not quite up for that, all you have to do is bring up the idea to your town or city planner.
They'll work with the state to make sure your request is on the table for the next transportation plan. And the more people that call in, the more likely it is to move forward.
So I could help get this thing going just by giving my town planner a ring?
That's right.
All right, we'll do. Thanks, Will and Meg. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Publix Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.